Okay. Handbooks actually are a lot of fun. And it's the first thing that the plaintiff's lawyer asks for. They always ask for the handbook, and they always ask for the personnel file, which has the reviews in it. So handbooks are really important pieces of evidence, and they need to be read with a fine-tooth comb because they can sometimes help and they can sometimes hurt. And knowing, you know, what to look out for in terms of drafting is important. You do not have to have a handbook. Depending on the size of employer, you may not need any handbook at all. Certainly, if you have fewer than 15 employees, it may not even be worth it. Once you get to be 15, you're going to have certain policies in place. And then when you have 50, you got to have more policies. And then, so it grows, obviously, exponentially. But I would say sometimes I see overkill when it comes to handbooks, especially for employers with, you know, 50 or fewer employees. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do that are helpful and some of the things that are harmful. FLSA. One of the things to consider, and it's not necessarily required, but one of the things to consider is to actually consider having a policy that talks about when you will deduct or dock from an employee's pay for time missed. Obviously, this is a lot more important with regard to your salaried employees than your hourly employees, because if they're paid by the hour, they're only paid for hours worked, so there's really not any docking going on. But for your salaried employees, this would create the opportunity to clarify what are those regs that allow for docking of a salaried employee's salary, and you could put that here. And that way, if you wrongfully dock, they can report it, and then if they report it, you can correct it. Now, why would you bother doing that?